Work out your own salvation.
Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12.
I bless you to work out your own salvation with serious caution, taking ownership and responsibility for your own pain and weaknesses. Understand that it is your obligation to submit your own load of shame, abandonment, and condemnation to God for deliverance. Be careful not to fall into anger and jealousy, blaming others for your own heartache. Be aware that you will have to give account for every careless word you have spoken in anger, jealousy, and hatred.
But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Matthew 12:36.
I bless you to work out your own salvation. Grasp that the everlasting Father has sent his Son Jesus to be your Savior, but it is your responsibility to accept his grace. Understand that the perfect Father has sent the Spirit of Truth to guide you into all truth, but it is your obligation to turn in the lies the Father of lies had planted in your mind, so you can be set free by the truth. Celebrate that the Father has sent Jesus to be the light of the world, but it is your responsibility to bring your darkness to him. Believe that Christ's power is made perfect in weakness, but it is your obligation to recognize and accept your weakness so that Christ's power may rest on you.
Therefore, work out your own salvation with respect to God and others.
I bless you.